I'm John Batchelor with my colleague and friend Joseph Sternberg, member of the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal. He's a columnist for the editorial board. He writes political economics. He's based in London. And life in London, the parks are lighting up, the daffodils are everywhere. Artificial intelligence is the dominant theme on the markets everywhere. AI, we call it. I've experimented with one AI, Claude, who belongs to Anthropic, and enjoyed the exchanges with Claude. However, AI is also in the marketplace, and I read that shopping in London is now informed by the ability of the chains. I read about the one called Tesco to monitor purchases from the moment you touch the object on the shelf in the store until you leave the store. Joe's had actual experience with this. What does it look like, Joe? We have a couple of minutes.
It's this interesting example of the march of progress and the economic change, because I think that suddenly we're having a lot of innovation in the UK that will sound kind of familiar in the US. So, I mean, you have the Amazon stores where you don't check out at all. It just scans you as you walk through the door on the way out. Suddenly, we've had a huge investment in self-checkout technology, including these little handheld machines the size of a walkie-talkie that you can use to scan things as you take them off the shelf and put them in the cart. And I think that it's an example of how kind of stores are being motivated by issues like trouble hiring, a shortage of workers, and also the expense of the labor force amid inflation, are really scrambling to try to keep prices down as consumers are feeling a lot of distress in their budgets over rising prices. And this is spurring a lot of this technological change that, you know, when I go to the supermarket, some people seem to be very happy using it. Other people seem very disoriented by all of the technology that's showing up or very confused by it. Some of this was probably inevitable, but it does seem to be happening very, very quickly as a result of all of these bigger economic pressures that have popped up in the last couple of years.
We have about a minute, Joe. Is there a general opinion in London of artificial intelligence joining us in this lively planet? Are people welcoming it? Are they talking about it?
What's interesting is this optimism in the UK that AI could solve some long-standing problems. For example, the Labour Party, which may win the next election, is talking about how they could try to use AI to reform the National Health Service to make it work better at long last. So I think that there is this hope that it can be this great tool for progress and finally unsticking some of these long-term log jams, but also the natural suspicion about this technology and uncertainty about exactly what the effects might be once they go down that road.
Joseph Sternberg, he is in London. He writes the political economics column, unpacking the mysteries of the Federal Reserve and central banks everywhere. Political economics is the name of the column. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,